My name is Alfredo Jarre, and I'm showing Le Ceneri di Pasolini. The title of the film is based on one of the most extraordinary poems in the history of literature, written by Pasolini about Gramsci. And the poem was titled Le Ceneri di Gramsci. So what I do in the title of this film is I reverse it and I call it the Le Ceneri di Pasolini as an homage to Pasolini, which I feel has the same stature than Gramsci. So the film is just a very simple and modest homage to Pasolini. I think Pasolini was one of the most extraordinary artists and one of the most complete intellectuals. It's the model of intellectual that I've always admired and follow as an artist. He was not only a filmmaker, but a poet, a major filmmaker and a critic and a writer and a journalist and a polemicist. And he was completely involved in the cultural life and the political life of his country and of the times. So for all that, I really admired him, and I wanted to make an homage to him.
Invitato da Jota Castro per il Padiglione dell'Urgenza, Alfredo Jarre rende omaggio a Pierpaolo Pasolini. In questa intervista spiega le ragioni della sua scelta e la contestualizza all'interno di una mostra, The Fear Society, che parla di paura.
When I was invited to do a piece specially for an exhibition called The Fear Society, I had been working with Italy and with Gramsci and Pasolini and Ungaretti for a long time, for the last 5 years, and I've done many shows around them. And so I immediately thought about Pasolini, because even we don't know exactly who killed him, I think we know it was because of fear. Fear of his voice, fear of his intelligence, fear of his intellect, fear of his total lack of fear. He was fearless. He was always saying whatever he thought about Italy at the time, about the political situation. He wasn't afraid to speak. And also there was fear about him because of his lifestyle. And so I think for all these reasons he was killed, a combination of all these. And so I thought to do a film about Pasolini would be the perfect fit for this show. Every time you create a work of art, there's a full range of interpretations possible. And as an artist, you're aware of that. And so, of course, here there will be two clear different audiences, the Italian audience and the non-Italian. That also is very clear to me coming to a Biennale. So from the Italian audience, I expect them to have some knowledge of Pasolini and some references about him. But you would be shocked and surprised that they don't know much. They haven't seen the films, they know some things here and there, but they don't know the details, they don't remember, and the new generation doesn't know anything. As simple as that, they just don't know anything. And so from the Italian, that's what I expect. A mixture of curiosity and then remembrance and complete lack of knowledge. And from the international audience, I expect also a big curiosity, because they have heard of Pasolini, but they don't know almost anything about his life. So I hope that they will find some information about him also. But that's not so important. What's important here is to recognize that Pasolini's voice, in my view, is very missed today. And when you hear him speaking, he's really speaking about today's Italy. There is nothing he says in those interviews that doesn't apply perfectly to what's happening now. And this is what's fascinating, because he spoke like this 30, 40, and 50 years ago. He was very much ahead of his time. And that's perhaps one more reason why he was so feared.
Tra i documenti d'archivio che Jarre ha raccolto e rimontato per il suo video, c'è un'intervista televisiva in cui Pasolini dice che le speranze sono alibi. Abbiamo chiesto a Jarre cosa ne pensasse si intendesse questo paragone in termini positivi o negativi. Se in quell'intervista Pasolini di Speranze diceva di non averne più, sentiamo cosa dice Jar a proposito della necessità di averne sempre.
Hopes are alibis because if you give up, you commit suicide and you don't do anything. So you need, as an artist who is depressed by the world around you, who is depressed with the world in which we live, who is depressed by things the way they are, you have to find alibis to work. You have to find reasons. So that's why hope for Pasolini was an alibi in order to create work. In a way, it's a very Gramscian thought. Gramsci spoke about pessimism of the intelligence and the optimism of the will. Maybe intellectually, intelligently, you are pessimist, but your will has to be optimist in order to do things. So that's what Pasolini is saying. He's saying, I have to find reasons to work, and that's why he needs the alibi, he needs the hope.
If you wanna be the best, you got to move and motivate.
Fear paralyzes you, and that's exactly what we have to avoid. And then we avoid them by having utopias about the future. We have no choice. So each generation has to create its own utopias. And we live by these utopias. And later in life, we realize that they were utopias. And then we get very depressed. But at the beginning, we need to have these utopias in order to live, in order to dream. And so they are very important.
Now if you wanna be the best, you got to move and motivate.
Utopia is necessary. And some are more realistic, some are more dreamlike, but they're all necessary. Each generation has its own utopias, and I don't know what is your generation's utopias. And in Italy, I don't know. But my generation believed that we could change the world, and we didn't manage to do that. I hope you try and you manage to do it. Italian left, which was one of the most powerful left in Europe and in the world, is in total disarray. It has collapsed, and we are waiting for the rebirth of the left. And this, I don't know how it's going to happen and when, but it is very necessary for it to happen as soon as possible.